Proverbs 27, 7. Yeah, we've been going through the Proverbs a lot here on the Wednesday nights, and you know how you have that verse that you hear? I mean, it's been a while back that we've heard it, but one of those verses just kind of sticks with you. You know, might be have something there. Proverbs 27, 7. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Now it says to the full soul. Now, regardless whether you think, whether you like honey or not, you know, you can't deny the health benefits of it and the goodness of it for your body. But, you know, I really like honey. And honey is really good, you know, and especially that honeycomb. You know, it's the choicest of it, and it's good for you. But it says the full soul loatheth a honeycomb. That means doesn't care for it. You know, I like to think of, especially on Thanksgiving, after we've eaten our vast meal and laying on the couch and everything, regretting how much I've actually packed in, and I'm full. You know, I'm just full. I can't eat anymore. So if somebody were to come up to me with a honeycomb or whatever, and I'm slap full, I can't eat anymore. No, I wouldn't care for it. I wouldn't want it, you know, because you're full. And that's for the natural food side. But what this verse is, the full soul is talking about, what are you full of? What are we full of? You know, when we come to worship, we should have our minds and hearts prepared. We should be entering these doors prepared to worship. That's what we've come here to do. Doesn't matter if it's a Wednesday. It doesn't matter if it's a Sunday, Saturday. It doesn't matter what day it is. If we've come to this place for the purpose of worship, then we should come prepared. Now, if we come in the doors full of all these worldly troubles and worries, and you're carrying all this extra baggage with you and stuff like that, there's not going to be a lot of worship going on. Now, there is an exception to that rule. God could have mercy on you. God could touch and tender your heart in the midst, in that moment. And you could hear every single word, and you can just be filled with the Holy Ghost right then and there. Now, that becomes of the Lord. But I'm telling you, I know from personal experience that if you bring the world in here, you're not going to hear a lot. You're not going to get a lot out of it. So it says the full soul loatheth a honeycomb. If we're full of this world, if we're full of other things, if we're full of doubts, if we're full of questions about our life and this and that, and we can't focus on what we're hearing. It's like the parable of the sower. The Lord said that a sower went out and he sowed seed, and some fell upon the wayside, some fell upon stony ground. Well, that seed, we can kind of take it as what the preacher is preaching. The Word of God is the seed is coming out, you know, sowing the seeds. What kind of ground is that seed going to fall upon? You know, I like the one where it fell among the thorns. You know, it sprang up, but the thorns choked it out. It choked it. And that's why we're full of the world, full of our doubts, full of our fears. Like I said, if you bring the world in here with you, it's going to choke it out. You're not going to hear much of it. It'll spring up, but it'll be choked. But the seed that fell upon good ground had that good ground, the ground that was actually prepared. That's why it's so important for us to not only worship while we're here, but be prepared to worship. You know, if you're studying for an exam or a test, you're going to prepare for it. If you have something to do at work and you have to do some preparation for that, you're going to do some preparation for it. You're going to be prepared to go to work. It doesn't matter if it's just a regular day. You're going to be prepared. You're going to have clothes that you're going to wear. You're going to make sure your car has gas in it so you can get to work. There's some preparation we do every single day. But what about the preparation of the Word? How much are we taking that on? We're talking about, you know, putting the armor, the whole armor of God on. That's kind of our preparation. That's how we do. That's how we deal with everything that goes on during the day. But you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to put on that whole armor. You're not even going to be able to listen to a world if we're full of this world. We shouldn't be full of this world. We should rather be full of the Holy Spirit. That's one of those things that we should be wanting to be full with. Like we're saying, fill me with thy presence, O Lord. That's one of the things we should be striving for. We should want that fellowship with God. You know, the Lord could have saved us and not told it to us. I've heard Daddy say that several times. He could have just not told us, not even tell us anything about it, not even revealed any of this to us. But He has. And He has revealed the mysteries of His work. And we should rejoice in that. But if we take our mind off of it and we start seeing the troubles of this world, or we start acting as this world, be filled with the world, we're not going to get much of it. You know, when Jesus come, when He came to the apostles walking on the water, I mean, just walking right on the water. You know, they were scared and fearful for their lives because the storm was raging. But He came walking upon what the very thing they were scared of. And He came to them, and Peter said, "Lord, if it be thee, bid me to come." He said, "Come," you know. And Peter walked. He walked on the water. But then he took his eyes off the Lord and looked around. Basically taking your eye off the prize, if you will, and taking your eyes and start worrying about this, he began to sink immediately. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to be walking on water or anything like that, but there are times that the cares of this world can really steal your joy, can really steal some sweet times that we could have with this Word, our communion with God. It can steal a lot of it. It can choke it out like the thorns. But we don't need to be full of the Word, of this world. We should be full of the Holy Spirit. The other part of this verse is, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Now, what does that mean? The hungry soul, that soul that has come here to hear the Word. That soul that longeth to be with the Lord. It's almost like the prodigal son, when he had finally reached to the lowest of lows. He couldn't go any lower. And he just had that longing to be, just if I could be a servant in my father's household, if I just want to be there. He had that longing, urging. Every bitter thing is sweet. I've had conversations with Elder Buddy Abernathy, and he liked to tell me about when he was growing up. You know, we had all these sing-song preachers, and you couldn't really understand a lot of the words and everything, but you really had to listen. You really had to be hungering for that Word to glean anything from it. Now, I'm not trying to speak ill of anybody, you know, up here, but as some of those times that you can hear some preaching and you just, I'm just not getting anything out of it, you know. He was telling me that, you know, we're pretty spoiled nowadays. We're real spoiled. A lot of preachers are, you know, well-spoken and have really good thoughts and real methodical in their teaching. and everything. And it's not just plop your Bible open and there we go, let's go with that, and just say a lot of stuff about it. But he says that that's when that scripture became sweet to him, when he realized every bitter thing is sweet. He never really understood every bitter thing is sweet. And sometimes when you're gleaning for stuff, you know, like back in old times, the poor, how they would get by was after the reapers would go in and, you know, harvest the fields, they would be able to glean, you know, glean the corners or what they dropped or what was left behind and everything. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to go out there and get a bountiful feast. You know, you're gleaning. But if you're hungry, that little bit that you're going to get, it doesn't matter. It's sweet. It's good. And that's sometimes when we get so caught up in this world and we're not preparing our mind, we're not preparing our heart, and we get cast down, we get discouraged. But then we start getting back to the Word. We try to read, and we'll glean a little bit here and a little bit there. To a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. But back to that full soul. You know, it'd be nice if we could just, you know, recharge, you know, our zeal for God. Just go plug into the wall, charged up, and ready to go. But, yeah. It doesn't work that way. There's some times that we need to be filled with that Holy Spirit. We need to have that mindset and that preparation before we come to worship. That preparation that will help us, help you in your endeavors to serve God. That's why we should be preparing our hearts, preparing our minds before we enter to worship. You know, if you haven't, well, now's the time. You know, what Paul said, it's high time. You know, now's the time to do it. If you haven't been doing it already, but like the sower of the seeds, when the seed fell upon that good ground, the ground had been prepared, that's where it came up. It sprang up. It produced fruit. It was good. That's why it's so important that we shouldn't be so full of this world. Be seeking after righteousness, being full of the Holy Spirit. Over in Luke 4, talk about being, let's see. Luke 4. All right, Luke 4. Starting verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, if you're really familiar with this passage, this is when the Lord was out in the wilderness and he fasted out in the wilderness for 40 days. Verse 2 is, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. I guarantee you, you fast for 40 days, you will be hungry. You know, some people, I've heard some people say, I don't understand how God himself could be hungry. He was every bit man, but every bit God. God didn't do anything just for show. He did it for an example for us. And what better way to be a good example for us were to be able to feel everything we could feel. We could feel our infirmities, touched by our infirmities. He hungered. There's several times where it said he hungered. But this particular time, he hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son, command these stones that it be made bread. Now I tell you, if you were hungry and you had been hungry for 40 days and you had the ability to make stones into bread, you know, a lot of us would have been, boom, bread, I'm eating. But it said before, the Lord being full of the Holy Spirit. This is how he answered. And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Now, like I said before, the Lord was and is our perfect example. This was a problem that came to him. It was a temptation that was thrown at him. And he answered through Scripture, through His Word. And that should be an example to us what we should do when we're faced with problems in the world. Now, this one really hit home. Command these stones be made bread. He hasn't eaten anything in 40 days. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That's why a lot of times with prayer and fasting, that's when some folks have said that they have really felt closer to the Lord, because, you know, when you're full, you're satisfied. Now, I know we won't be completely satisfied this side of glory, but, you know, we eat a good meal and we're satisfied, we're full, we're satisfied, we're good. But when you're hungry and you're yearning for something, you start getting your priorities. Some things don't matter much anymore when you're hungry. But when we get hungry for the Word, that's when we can receive. That's when we can hear. A lot of times people, they get so caught up in the world, they lose their appetite. And you can lose your appetite for it. Our conscience can be seared, we can become cold, we can become distant. And it's not because the Lord left you.
That's right.
It's because we have strayed. But we want to be full of the Holy Spirit. We want that soul to be filled with God's goodness. But you can't put it in if you've got it already full of something else. It's just like if you have a bag and you've got it full of corn. Well, you can't put any peas in there because it's full of corn. I know it's corn and peas is a terrible example. But anyways, what I'm saying is you can't be filled with the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Word. Those two do not mix at all. Let's see. Let's turn over to Acts. Acts chapter 2. We should all be pretty familiar with Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it was filled, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here's another example of being filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak. The Lord granted them utterance to speak. Now, anybody can stand up here and just say a bunch of words. But if you get anything out of what I say, it's not because I'm a great speaker. That's definitely not it. Every good thing is from the God. God grants us to be able to hear. God grants us to be able to speak something. But at this time, the day of Pentecost, He gave them utterance so they could speak and everybody could hear it in their own language. Now, how you say, how were they up there speaking different languages or what? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know if it was them actually speaking the language or if God just turned everybody's understanding on and they would be able to understand it. And quite frankly, it doesn't really matter how it was. We know it just worked. But that's being full of the Holy Ghost. And there's several examples in the Bible where it talks about seek ye out the ones that are, you know, full of the Holy Ghost, especially when they were talking about picking out of deacons, the office of deacons. They said, seek you out the ones that are full of the Holy Ghost. That shows you somebody, if you can just point your finger and say, that person's full of the Holy Spirit, that's the kind of person you want to be around. That's the kind of people I'd like to be around. Because sometimes my tank's pretty low. And I need some help. And that's how we should be. We should be helping one another. It's like that one phrase I think Daddy was saying last Sunday. If you're down, you need to come to church anyway because the ones that are up will help you get up. Probably butchered that completely, but it's the same. Right. If you're up, you need to lift those that are down. If you're down, still come, because the ones that are up will lift you up.
Right.
So there's not going to be a whole lot of lifting people up if we're full of this world. Like I said, it's just the world, being of the world is enmity with God. It's the enemy. I'm not going to say it's the opposite, because opposite means equal to, because it's not. But it's enmity. It's far from God. We should be a part of this world, not be conformed to the world. And that's the kind of people we want to be around. We want to surround ourselves with the ones that are hungering and thirsting for this, for the Word, that want to be here. You know, I'd heap rather be in this building with three people that want to be here than for this building to be full of people that just keep looking at their watch, waiting, is this guy going to get done anytime soon? I've got stuff to do. I need to be here. You have too much going on. If you can't spend some time here, spend some time reading, spend some time thinking upon the good and honest things of God, you're too busy. Basically, too full of the world. But the great thing about the Holy Spirit, the great thing about this Word, and the wonderful thing about God is you can have as much as you want. You're never going to get completely full of it. We use the term full of the Holy Spirit, but brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that you can't get enough. Turn over to 1 John 2:15. John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Wow. The love of the Father is not in him. Brother and sister, I don't want to get to that point. I don't want to feel like the love of my Heavenly Father is not in me. That's a bad place to be. But we can get that way if we get too full of this world. The Lord says, in this world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And yes, amen, He has overcome this world. There's nothing out there that He hasn't already conquered or going to conquer. He has the ability to do it, and He will do it, and He has done it. But in this world you shall have tribulations. We're going to have stuff going on. We're going to have stuff that happens to us. You know? It's just going to happen. And I know it's going to happen because the Lord said it was. But if we would trust in God and be full of this Holy Spirit, there's a lot of things that we could just let go. It happened. Lord will take care of that. There's no reason for us to try to get back or do anything. Trust in God. He's going to take care of it. So we don't have to be full of this world. We don't have to come here and think of all this stuff that's nagging in our brain, this stuff that's going to happen or hasn't happened. You know, I tell you, a lot of times we worry about stuff that hasn't even happened yet. I know I'm guilty of that. I'll think of something. Oh, it could happen. Oh, it could be this. It could be. Yeah, there's a lot of things it could be. Brothers and sisters, God has overcome the world. Seem to have lost some of my notes, so y'all bear with me. Okay, I got 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Well, that sounds a lot like what the world, what we encounter in the world. We encounter a lot of malice, a lot of guile, a lot of hypocrisies, a lot of envies, and a lot of evil speaking. But Peter tells us to lay aside all this. You know, it's one of the things, not be conformed to the world, be apart. Lay aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Now, this sincere milk of the world, that's one of those things that, you know, when we're talking about the hungry soul, as a newborn babe hungers for that milk, we should be hungering for this word. This is what we should be filled with, this word. I can speak from experience that when you're too full of this world, a lot of this is not going to make sense. A lot of this Bible is just going to be a lot of names you can't pronounce, some words that you're not familiar with because, well, all of these and thous, you can get really confused or whatever. But when the Lord visits you, and he really opens up your heart. Brothers and sisters, this is sweet. And you have that desire that you want to read it, that you want to come through those doors. You want to be here every time these doors are open. And I thank you so much for being here tonight. I really do. And I appreciate your prayers. But my prayer is that we would have, you know, what this meeting house would be full. It'd be great if we'd have to open the windows so people can look in because they're so full. But I'm thankful for what we have. I'm thankful for y'all. I tell you, there's sometimes that on a Wednesday night, song service is just so sweet. And we've had some Sundays where it just seems like, man, it's the biggest crowd we've had in a long time. But gosh, I had to struggle through the song service. It's that hungry soul that, you know, the Lord looks down, a bunch of sinners gathered together, but are hungering for his word. He's kind of blessed that. So I have to ask the question, when we come through those doors before service, what are we full of? Are we full of this world? Or are we hungering to hear it? Are we hungering to hear the word? It's one of the things we should be praying for our pastor, and we should be praying for all the men that God has called out to stand before his people and preach his word. Because Daddy has been a minister pretty much my whole life, and a lot of times I didn't understand it, but there's a lot of times that, you know, his job's just never done. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's hard. Yeah. I think we've seen a lot of ups and downs on that one. But we owe it to God to come with our hearts prepared. And that's one thing. It's one of those things like in Hebrews, it's our reasonable service. It is. It's our reasonable service. I love that verse in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Now, if our lives and our minds and hearts are too full of this world, too full of doubts and fears, it's going to be hard to keep the commandments. It's going to be hard to keep our mind on there. And we'll lose that fear, that reverence of God. That's when we know we've strayed. Brothers and sisters, let's have some more of that hungering desire to be here. And I know you have because you're here. And I appreciate it. And I thank you so much for your kind attention. And I hope and pray that something I said was good.
Consider more often.